The cultural highlights in our region this weekend include chamber music, klezmer, theater, dance, plus a whole lot more. Renowned Italian pianist Federico Colli, winner of the 2011 Salzburg Mozart Competition, plays works by Mozart, Beethoven, and Scarlatti at the Clark Art Institute in Williamstown, Mass. Tonight at 7 p.m. This special concert provides an exciting opportunity to hear Colli perform live just 2 days before his New York City debut at Lincoln Center. Also at the Clark this weekend, one of my most favorite people in the world has written a new book that I cannot wait to read. Former Williams College President Francis Oakley, known to all as Frank, has just published From the Cast Iron Shore, part personal memoir and part educational history detailing the progression of Williams from a fraternity-dominated institution in the 1950s to the leading liberal arts college it is today. In his memoir, Oakley, who was a history professor at Williams for many years before ascending to the Williamstown White House, goes over his experiences growing up in England, Ireland, and Canada, his time as a soldier in the British Army, and his years as a student at Yale University. That's a free reading and book signing at the Clark Art Institute on Sunday at 2 p.m. The Cantilena Chamber Choir will present Christmas at Trinity Church in Lenox, Mass. On Sunday at 3 p.m. The concert will include Russian sacred music by Tchaikovsky, traditional carols, and some new settings of old favorites. In 1942, Woody Guthrie moved to Brooklyn, and soon through his mother-in-law, the renowned Yiddish poet Eliza Greenblatt, he became involved with the Coney Island Jewish community. He wrote songs about Hanukkah, about Jewish history, and about spiritual life. After his death in 1967, these songs sat forgotten in the archives until they were rediscovered in 1998 by Woody's daughter, Nora Guthrie, who was so inspired by what she found, she called up the Klezmatics, the world's premier modern klezmer outfit, and asked them to write new music for the lyrics. They did, and they subsequently won a Grammy Award for the results. The Klezmatics will celebrate Hanukkah with a helping of Guthrie's holiday tunes, plus a meal of their own incredible new Yiddish music at Troy Savings Bank Music Hall on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. I'll even be there myself to introduce the band. Innovation abounds in our region this weekend. One of New York City's most exciting young theater companies, New Saloon, returns to Bard College with Minor Character, their adaptation of Chekhov's Uncle Vanya. Minor Character collages a century's worth of English translations of Chekhov's masterpiece from a flowery 1916 version to Google Translate's nonsensical rendition into one sprawling, intimate, disastrous evening. Performances are tonight and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. in Bard Fisher Center's Luma Theater. An innovative program ushers in the winter season at Basilica Hudson this weekend. On Sunday at 5 p.m., an interactive musical procession of candles, humans, myths, and angels called Winter Spiral merges ancient European traditions with the eternal values of cherishing and celebrating peace on earth. The performance ritual is free and appropriate for all ages. The Rip Van Winkle story meets Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Suite in choreographer Adam Weinert's Rip the Nut at Hudson Hall on Saturday at 5:15 p.m. This pantomime-style Hudson Valley-inspired mashup of dance, cheerleading, and circus features special guest narrator Ben Folds of Ben Folds 5 fame, and believe it or not, I mean not, is free to all. And the music that jaunty acoustic swing trio The Wyos plays comes from a time before commercial formatting separated blues from country, ragtime from gospel, and swing from hillbilly. Bob Dylan himself chose the Wyos to warm up his U.S. audiences on a full 28-day summer tour in 2009. The hometown heroes perform at Club Helsinki Hudson tonight at 9 p.m. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.